Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, April 16th, 2021. And as I record the intro to this podcast, I'm looking out the window and it's snowing.
Boo!
And it's sticking. Honestly, there's probably an inch on the ground right now. It is wild. Anyway, we'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. We're going to find out what everybody is up to for the weekend. New Music Friday means we get into the Judgment Zone with new music from Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hanks, with an X now, apparently. And producer Dan recaps everything on the week with the weekly wrap-up. Unfortunately, the Red Sox fell a little bit short yesterday afternoon of winning 10 straight. They lost 4-3. Alex Cora got thrown out of the game, actually.
I saw that.
Yeah, they got jacked over. There was a couple of bad calls. They're just blowing it right now in baseball. You know, they're using instant replay, but they're just refusing to overturn calls. They're kind of treating it like it has to be absolutely clear that the mistake was made and you can see it. Otherwise, they're leaving it.
Isn't that what instant replay is for?
But they're making it really hard to overturn a play with instant replay. Hmm. Guy the other day slid into home plate, missed home plate.
And yeah, he missed it by a lot.
Right. And so it goes to the review, right? And they review it and they go, nah, he was out. Even though he clearly missed the base by a mile. It was bad. So there's a lot of that happening. Huh. And I guess that got under Alex Cora's skin. Wow. Bruins won, I think, 4-1.
Yes.
And the new guy, Taylor Hall, got a goal, which is nice.
Love to see it.
He's one of the ones we just got. And the Celtics, don't look now, I think they're 8-2 in their last 10
games. Jaylen Brown had 40 points and only missed 3 shots, if you guys want to talk about
that. Yeah, in LA. Yeah, it was,
oh, at the Lakers, even better, right?
Yeah, it was nice. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And we love it when you text us your Good Vibe Tribe story. You can do that at 617-931-1234. There's an island in the middle of a lake in Kenya that's basically sinking, Kennedy. The water's been rising for years, and a herd of 9 giraffes were living there. Oh. Do you know what you call a herd of giraffes?
Yeah,
A herd. Oh. So for months, a team has been using a large raft called a giraffed.
Let's go.
To save them. And this week they announced all 9 giraffes have now been relocated off the island. A guy near LA went hiking this week and he got stranded overnight. He texted a photo to a friend of his legs dangling off a rock overlooking a canyon. Then later he said he was lost and that his phone was dying. So rescuers started searching. They couldn't find him. So they posted the photo in case anyone knew the area. And a random guy named Ben Kuo saved the day. Ben has a weird hobby where he enjoys looking at random photos to see if he can figure out where they were taken. So he got to work. He figured out the general area. He told the police, and they were able to find the guy.
Internet sleuths every single time, not the cops.
This is
all
true.
I'm saying.
This is true.
There's been multiple true crime documentaries on it.
This might be the weirdest product shortage of the whole pandemic era. There is now a shortage of...
Go on.
Garden gnomes.
No,
really?
The supply chain issues caused by the pandemic, also shipments getting delayed, and the ship that blocked the Suez Canal.
Oh, that poor people on that boat.
So there was a boat of garden gnomes.
That ship was just filled to the brim with garden gnomes,
waiting for this ship to clear out.
Wow.
Did you see that ship got held up too in, I think, in Israel, and they're demanding $90 million to release it because
for
of
taxes
the,
or something?
No, just for the delays that it caused.
Oh my God.
Yeah. A guy whose name is Dr. Snape led a COVID vaccine study at the University of Oxford in the UK, and everyone, of course, making the connection between him and Professor Snape from Harry Potter. The university had to tweet out, and I quote, "Our Snape is not a dark arts professor."
This is true.
Glad you had to tweet that out. He mostly works in pediatrics and vaccinology.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
He's also a lot friendlier. A member of parliament in Canada was caught totally naked during a Zoom meeting, Dan.
Yeah, but mine was on purpose.
He said, and I quote, "My video was accidentally turned on as I was changing after going for a jog," and he apologized. Budweiser is the latest brand to give free stuff to people getting vaccinated. We saw this with Sam Adams last week. Well, Bud is copying them. If you upload a selfie with your vaccination sticker or a card to a beer on Bud.com, they'll send you a $5 virtual debit card, and you can use it to buy a beer or anything else, I guess. I guess they're not actually copying them because I think Budweiser owns Sam Adams.
I don't know the answer to that question. If Sam is owned by Anheuser-Busch?
I think so. Doesn't InBev? No, sorry. No, they don't. No, it's Cisco. Cisco. Budweiser bought Cisco, not Sam Adams. My apologies. Some events are too big to get canceled, Kennedy, even with the pandemic, like a festival in India where people got together. They get together to throw cow dung every year.
Interesting.
Thousands of people gathered for the event on Wednesday. There's a six-year-old guy in Norway who's big on conspiracy theories. He hosted two COVID denier events last month. And he just died from COVID.
Oh, dear. Well, that's not good vibes at all.
Well, listen, you know, you dance with the devil. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
So this happened earlier this year, but it's sort of making the rounds right now that there was a group of Maryland high school teachers that wanted to thank their biology teacher, Wendy Franklin. Of course, they were all on Zoom. So at one point, they all held up signs that said, "Thank you."
So these were all kids or these
kids?
Are all... Okay, here we go.
No one's on camera right now.
Well, the whole class wanted to thank you for being such a warm and bright and happy person during this whole semester.
Oh, I'm gonna cry. Oh, thank you guys. That's so sweet. I very much appreciate it. Thank you, Miss Franklin.
We, like, couldn't have done it without you, you know? You're just such a great teacher.
That thank you message nearly made my heart explode with gratitude. Mm.
This was on the World News the other night, and they're like, you know, she's great for advice, she's great for everything, and I was just like...
Watching the evening news. Annie, I feel you.
I love the evening news.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Mix 104.1 is Carson and Kennedy. 617-931-1234. Call or text. We want to know what you're up to this weekend. Big, small, funny, serious, happy, sad, whatever it is, we talk about it all. We don't care. If there's scars there, whatever it is, we want to know what you're up to this weekend. Yeah. Again, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, what about you?
Well, I'm going to get my nails done tomorrow morning, so there's that. And after that, I have no idea.
Oh.
I have nothing planned. So I need to do some stuff around the house, but I have to do laundry. I have no clothes. But
you're an open book, Kennedy. The world is your oyster.
That is right.
Mm. Or the Netflix will be watched. One of the two.
The Netflix is your oyster.
From the 617, my boyfriend's getting his first shot today.
Yay. Exciting.
Yeah, so everybody on this show has had the first shot. Mm-hmm. Producer Dan has had the second shot.
I don't want to brag or anything, but
I get my...
I basically cured the pandemic.
Is it yours at the end of the month?
Mine's the 28th, I think.
Please don't miss your appointment.
We're going to make sure you don't.
Yeah, I probably will.
No,
yeah.
We'll make sure you don't.
Well, you
tell me right now
one.
When it is so that I can put it on the calendar and remind you.
Yeah,
you
probably can't find it. Yeah.
Just sticky note it right to his forehead.
I know, right?
Stop me if you've heard this before, Kennedy. I'm going down to the Cape.
What's in the back of the truck?
Right now it's just trash. I need to dump it into our dumpster here at the radio station. Nobody's going to mind that, are they?
No.
But can I tell you, going back and forth to the Cape for this remodel, I'm very lucky and I'm happy all of this is happening, but they have now put a stoplight at the Sagamore Bridge.
What do you mean?
There is a stoplight
before
at the Christmas tree shop coming off the Cape over the Sagamore. They've put up a temporary stoplight.
Is that to...
Because of construction.
Because they're doing some sort of work. So it's about where we are on the Cape, where the old exit 5 is, it's exit 65. So from Charlestown, it's an hour and 5 minutes tops, sure. Right? And it now takes you just about an hour to get off the Cape from exit 60, you know, it's 5 miles or something. There's a traffic light at the Sagamore Bridge.
I have a question that might sound incredibly stupid because I've only really been down there the times we've done mixed beach houses.
Right.
Is there another way to get to the Cape?
Well, you can go to the Bourne Bridge.
Yeah, there's two bridges.
Yeah.
And what's that one about? Why don't you go there? I mean, there's no stoplight there.
You got to go.
We usually take the Bourne Bridge.
Is that where we go?
It's out of the way, though.
You got to get
it. For him, it's
down.
Out of the way.
Yeah, it's way out of the way. I'd have to go. Is that three? I can't remember what that is. But anyway,
it's just. I just didn't know if there were alternate ways to get on the Cape.
I mean, yeah, but everybody else is probably trying to do that. As well, and you have that other roundabout there.
Which bridge do you want today?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, we got lacrosse this weekend. I am doing a little photography gig on Sunday, though.
What are you doing?
Wow.
I am shooting a baptism. But there's a bunch of people that are getting baptized at church on Sunday.
Cool.
Baptisms at your church are awesome.
They are fun.
They're
outside. We get a big tub. We have a big steel tub. There's
awesome.
A dunking.
It was awesome.
Yeah, when I got mine 2 years ago and Barrett got his, I think, last year. But anyway, so we have a photographer from another church in order to comes in and does all the photography. And I guess she has some other commitment. So he called me. He's like, hey, can you do this? And I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit nervous.
You haven't taken pictures in a minute.
You'll crush it.
Yeah, but
you
it's
totally
just
will.
Like...
You take a good picture, and you know.
I know how to take pictures, but it's still, when it's your own stuff, it's okay.
Yeah.
But now, when it's somebody else's moment.
Yeah, you're like, I'm sorry, can you redunk them?
Right.
Yeah. No. I didn't get it.
That one didn't count. One more time.
Out of focus. I didn't have the ISO.
Like a spray water bottle just to make it look like it's on their face.
Yes.
No, he doesn't have the spirit yet. Do it again.
Yeah, I didn't catch the moment. I'm sorry. So anyway, that's what I'm going on for the weekend. From the 617, a stoplight at the bridge sounds delightful. And there's an F in front of it. Delightful.
There you go.
Frankly, delightful.
Yes. Who do we have on the line, Dan?
Megan,
what are you up to this weekend?
I am actually working all weekend this weekend.
Nah.
I work for... it's okay. I don't mind it. I absolutely love my job.
All right. What do you do?
I work with dementia, actually, memory care.
Uh-huh.
It's been fun. I absolutely love it. I've been there for almost a year now.
Right.
Good for you.
Well, that's cool.
That must be challenging work. But
yeah, it's not easy, but the families appreciate you. I can tell you that for sure.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's hard, but it's gratifying at the exact same time.
Right.
It's something that I've actually been in and out of a hospital myself for almost 20 years. It's hard.
Right.
But I love it.
Well, you have insight, too, because you've been through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what they're dealing with. Well, thank you, Megan. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Yes.
Of course. Anytime. Thank you, guys.
All right. Talk to you. I'm working this weekend, too. I'm working, I think, Sunday. I'll be on the air from, like, 12 to 4 or something like that.
Ooh.
Annie, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, this weekend is my sister's bridal shower.
Oh, that's right.
I know. So I'm going to be running around today, just some last-minute things. We printed out some games and stuff. I'm just really excited to see my family. I haven't seen my dad's side of the family in a really long time. We usually do like a huge Christmas Eve thing, and obviously we couldn't get together. And pretty much everyone's vaccinated, fully vaccinated, which is great.
Lots of hugs.
Yeah, I can't wait to hug
people. Where's your dad's side of the family mostly live?
Kind of all over the place. I have a ton of family in Squanum.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Well, you're the mayor of Squanum, so that's why.
Mayor of Quincy.
Oh, sorry.
But... some of them live in Duxbury, like some of them are on the South Shore. I have one North Shore in Medford. I'm just excited. I'm excited. My sister hates being the center of attention, so I'm so excited to see her squeam. And I've never been in charge of something like this, so I'm excited to see how it unfolds. I'm excited to just have people have drinks and laugh. And
you're gonna have a great time. Your sister's gonna be so happy with the work you put in.
I hope so. No idea what I'm doing, but we're just gonna roll.
She doesn't strike
dice.
Me as a bridezilla kind of gal.
No, she's not at all. Not at
That's
all.
That's exciting. Producer Dan, what about you this weekend?
So my girlfriend and I have been watching just an insane amount of Hell's Kitchen. We just love to watch Gordon Ramsay yell at people about
lamb
sauce.
Don't spoiler it because I'm one episode behind on the current season.
No, we're on Peacock watching like seasons from like 2005 before he knew he could get canceled and he was still real mean.
Right.
Yep.
But so last night we decided, because a big part of it is Beef Wellington.
Yes.
So we were going to go out this weekend and try to find a wonderful Beef Wellington around the city.
Oh, okay.
I love that. I know where one is.
Mm. Okay.
I've never had one from like a restaurant. We tried to make our own at home a couple times.
There's a reason it's so damn hard.
If you want to text in 617-931-1234, maybe give Dan some tips to go find a Beef Wellington. From the 603, having a joint celebration, my friend is going to be working for the USPS, and I am graduating from SNHU.
Let's go!
Nice job. Also from the 617, I'll be working at Children's the way I do every weekend, delighting the children with my potty mouth.
That's even better.
Amazing.
That's pretty good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the surface of my magic carpet washable rug. So I know that this was announced yesterday and you guys chatted about it, that J-Lo and A-Rod have officially called it quits.
You weren't here to get the official breaking news sounder, so I just wanted to make you
feel
included.
No, I appreciate it. I woke up at some point in fever dreams yesterday and looked at my phone, and that was the people thing saying, they've broken up. And I'm like, I knew it.
I know.
So they say that they will, that they are better off as friends, that they will remain friends. They continue to work together and support each other's shared businesses and projects, which is all such garbage. I think at the end of the day, you know, when that story came out a few months back saying that they had broken up, that they had broken up.
Yeah.
And that, but it was not released the way they wanted it to be released, which I totally understand. And they have a lot of money and a lot of things together. So I think that they have been taking this time trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do, you know, with contracts that they signed with people to be endorsers as a couple, you know, businesses that they had started.
It gets so messy.
From my Instagram mafia there on on Instagram, I saw some people posting that they had been, they were interviewing to work at a celebrity athleisure wear brand.
Okay.
That people were very, you know, they wouldn't tell them exactly what it was for, but it was for a celebrity couple and blah, 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 blah. So I don't know if we're going to see that athleisure wear come out or not, but it's the two of them together. Alex Rodriguez, I don't know if you saw his Instagram story, you guys.
No.
But
I don't follow Alex Rodriguez on
Instagram.
Carson,
you'll love this one.
All it is him just taking pictures of himself in Miami or fantastic places alone. It says a lot. However, he posted this thing with the Coldplay song Fix You.
Oh,
and it was
no.
It was all of the pictures, Carson, of the happier days of them together, right?
Oh.
Garbage.
But did he make a breakup montage?
Yes.
But guys.
This song.
I know.
It went up on his story before they made the announcement. Just FYI.
Wow.
Class. Oh. Also, somebody asked Madison from Southern Charm, who was rumored to be someone who was one of the people who Alex Rodriguez fooled around with, about the split. And instead of saying no comment like a smart girl, she said, I wish them the best. Mm. And then, you know how there's Instagrammers out there that, you know, self-helpy people, and they put those little things up, and maybe it's a piece of paper and it looks like it's typewritten with some kind of statement.
Yes.
So there's this guy named R.H. Sin, and he posted, don't make her think you care when you have never given a blank about her. And J-Lo liked it. So.
Oh.
Wow. The tea. This song is painful.
The saddest song that was
really
ever made.
Gwyneth Paltrow's dad passed away, right? And then he wrote this song.
Yeah, this song
is
so
heart-wrenching.
Oh, I love this song.
All right, well, can we
move on?
Let's play the whole thing.
Is this what the Friday free-for-all is going to be like?
Yes.
Probably.
If I'd have known this was on his playlist, I'd have done it. All sad songs for A-Rod.
No, thank you.
Now, that's what I call sadness. Volume 6.
Carson, I know you love a good dad joke. I know that you're that guy around the house making silly quips about things, yes?
All the time.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger is as well. His son Patrick appeared on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday and was asked if Arnold uses lines from famous films in everyday life.
Everybody asks that. They're like, does your dad like always say like his one-liners? And I'm like, all the time.
Like, I hope that every time he exits a room, he says,
He'll turn back and be like, I'll be back. And I'll be like, Dad, really? Like, come on. Like,
I would love that. So much.
Going to get some water. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Dad, you've been using that joke since 84. Never gets old.
It's not a tumor.
I make residuals. It's fine.
Who is your father and what does he do?
So it looks like Ben Affleck has wrapped filming for The Tender Bar, so we won't be seeing him around anymore. He finished shooting this week, and there's a great picture out there on the internet of he and George Clooney hugging to say thank you. So they've been filming all over the place. They wrapped in Ipswich this week. I don't know if the whole film has wrapped or just Ben Affleck's part. I have a feeling it's probably just Ben Affleck's part.
Right.
We now go live to them saying goodbye to each other.
See you soon.
That's really more at the beginning of the movie and her through line. A huge part of it takes place in St. Louis, so I don't know if they're going to go there or not.
Right, right.
I'm excited to see this
movie. It was
nice
having them around.
It was.
George Clooney's cheating on us with St. Louis?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying part of the book takes place in St. Louis, so that's all that I know about that.
Arches.
The book is great. You should read it.
And St. Louis is a delightful town, Dan, actually.
Really, I'll hear nothing of the sort.
Don't besmirch the good name of St. Louis.
I mean, the Cardinals are garbage.
You can talk trash about Philadelphia all you want to. I'll stand by that, but St. Louis is a nice town.
Yeah.
Best baseball city in America. There, I said it.
Okay, you're the best at the most boring sport.
Congratulations.
No, the Cardinals are straight garbage. We don't like them. Coming up at...
Oh, Cubs fan.
Cubs fan.
Took me a second.
It's all. Coming up at 7:30, we are going to talk. Sharon Osbourne is doing an interview today. I'll tell you what I know about that. Plus, Keith Urban tells us where he learned about... He was going to... this is hard to say. Taylor asked him to be in some songs in this new album, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's the where he found out about it that's funny.
Oh, I love this.
Can you take this out of the system, Dan?
I know.
I don't, Mike Mullaney might come at me if I take a Coldplay song out of the system.
A sad Coldplay song at that, Dan.
You can put it back on your desk.
Are there happy Coldplay songs?
No. Yes. They just, there's happy beats. No, actually, the new album, there's a lot of happy songs.
There's happy songs.
I'll send it to you. Take a listen.
I'll check that out. While I'm having my beef Wellington.
ASAP.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You know how you go to the mailbox and there's 4,000 pieces of mail in there, right?
Yeah.
And 3,998 of them are junk mail, and then there's one bill in there?
Yep.
Well, that's what we do with new music. We scour through all the crap and we bring you the good stuff. Mostly. A few weird things, too.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's judgment zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's judgment zone.
So we've got some new music from Thomas Rhett and Julia Michaels and BB Rekha, but we got to start with Chet Hanks.
Starting with the best.
Yeah, we got to start with Chet Hanks. Chet Hanks is the son of Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Who is beloved treasure, right? But now he spells his name H-A-N-X.
Yeah, of course.
The song's called White Boy Summer. It is Mr. Clout Chaser himself, Kennedy. A few weeks ago, Chet Hanks shared a video declaring that this upcoming summer will be White Boy Summer. Now we get a song and a music video full of cultural appropriation. Someone on Twitter said, I'm absolutely astounded by the fact that Tom Hanks created Chet Hanks.
Yes.
And I think we can all stand on that one. Are you ready for it, Kennedy?
Let's do it.
Chet Hanks, White Boy Summer.
Hot boy, white boy summer. Got your favorite Instagram, DM in her number. Woo. Hit the strip club, I might thunder. Woo. She let me beat it, I'm a white boy wonder. Bad gal, white dandada.
Oh, there it is.
Rude boy, it's a white boy summer. Woo. Woo. Bad gal, white dandada. Rude boy, it's a white boy summer. That's a boo. Tatiana's all out by the cabana. Rolling marijuana and they all from Guyana. Yeah, Russian girl.
He doesn't know where Guyana is.
Another from the islands, yeah, she looks like Rihanna. Yeah, white girls, La Madonna. Girls wanna have fun, you could do it if you wanna.
Rihanna did not give you permission, one, to use her name or to use Rude Boy, so she's definitely going to come for you. And just go back into those shadows where you were living for the last however many years, Chet. It's just, it's not it.
It is such it's a just, weird
And the video
song.
Is, it's just a bad look,
it's
I feel.
Terrible.
Yeah.
You know, he's standing there. I don't know. It's just,
you know, it, you know what's really...
He didn't grow up doing that.
You know
so
what's
you know
really
what I mean?
Weird, though, is like the beat itself.
It's like, good.
It's really yep. good.
Tell Boy Wonder that we might got a thumper.
Yeah, like the song. It's
removed, the beat is great.
Yeah, and it, yes, and the vibe of it all. Like I like it. I just cannot stand him.
The lyrics
and what
are
he's
just
trying
terrible.
To do. Right. Chet Hanks. Oh.
Your dad must be so proud.
BB Rexha, it's called Sabotage. She is here to rip your heart out on this lovely Friday morning. This track is full of raw and vulnerable lyrics. It will be on her upcoming album, Better Mistakes, which is set to debut May 7th. BB said, I'm sorry, wasn't trying to make you cry, just feel. This is BB Rexha, Sabotage.
Matches in my back pocket. I'm the queen of burning bridges. I will only let you down. What do I say? It's always beautiful until I mess it up. Why do I sabotage everything I love? The walls are closing in because I built them up.
I feel personally victimized.
I wanted to call my therapist the second I heard this morning. I was like, girly, we have to chat.
I'm of a certain age when I hear the title Sabotage, all I think is the Beastie Boys. Sorry.
Same.
Julia Michaels, Love is Weird. Julia has sort of done all of this in the music business backwards, Kennedy.
Yep.
She's written music for Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Britney Spears, just to name a few. She's been nominated for 3 Grammys, all before she actually released her own debut album. Well, her album, not in chronological order, is set to drop April 30th and will feature this song, Love is Weird, Julia Michaels.
Clothes off and exposed, softly and I'm seared, naked in my clothes, yeah. Love is weird. Don't know how I wound up here. Love is weird. It shows up and disappears. Love is strange for some. It ranges from making love to tears. Now we're here. Love is weird.
She writes such a beautiful song. I mean, I know they're all pretty heavy. And it's funny because she dates J.P. Sachs. I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that
so
either.
So they sing If the World Was Ending together. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that makes so much sense that they're dating because it just sounds well together.
They just sit in their house and make sad music together.
She has a song, though. It's called All Your Exes. It's basically saying, I wish all your exes were dead. Mm-hmm. And that's a good Julia Michaels.
All right, Love is Weird there from Julia Michaels. Thomas Rhett is back. It's called Country Again. He's going back to his roots. He announced he will be releasing a double album. So Country Again, Side A, featuring this title track, will debut April 30th. The B-side will drop later this year. The single taps into that 90s country feel that we all know and love, Kennedy. Again, Thomas Rhett, Country Again.
I spend way less time in Nashville.
I'm going to be sitting on the back of the truck at the beach with a Limerita in my hand.
Do I like country music now?
You might.
What just happened?
Thomas Rhett happened.
Yeah.
Are all his songs like that?
Yes, yeah.
He's flawless.
Yeah, so good.
Hot boy. Yep, he's the only one you're going to play in the summer, though. Instagram, DM in her
number. No. Club of Mike Thunder.
She let me beat it. I'm a white boy. Picture it, Annie. You're in a polo shirt. Truly's in your hand. Your dad gave you his bank card.
Vodka closer.
You're with the boys.
Vodka soda closer, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Sharon Osbourne is set to make her return to TV after her exit from The Talk. She'll sit down with Bill Maher today, or tonight actually, on HBO for her first interview since this whole thing happened. Her appearance will kick off the episode, and then there'll be a panel discussion with a guy named Ian Brenner who... He runs a thing called Eurasia Group and G0, and I'm trying to read what these things are about, and it's so confusing. I don't know that I could give you a valid explanation of what it's all about. One's a political group. Anyway, and then a Georgetown University law professor and author, Rosa Brooks. So I don't know if Sharon will be involved in the panel discussion or if she'll say her piece and then they will discuss it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. And it's a live show, so I don't. No, nothing has been leaked yet. So.
Is the panel people of color or?
I don't think so.
I wasn't sure if it was going to be a conversation more about that, more about, you know, unconscious racism or the undertones of Sharon's comments.
See, I was sort of looking up who these two people are, and the one guy is really more about like political stuff and getting away from the big seven. I think I'm a pretty smart person, and I couldn't figure out what he does. So, in any event, I think it will be interesting
to see. What time does that air?
10 o'clock on HBO. Hmm. But, you know, once it's aired, then it's up.
Yeah.
But, but I think it'll be interesting to see what she says.
Definitely.
Because she just doesn't seem to be very...
She's not backing down.
Yeah. Like, there hasn't been a whole lot of... I'm sorry's or...
Right. She doesn't seem very remorseful, and it seems like she's like, I need to tell my side,
and
whatever
somebody
that is.
Inside
well, she said that... she apologized, though. I mean...
She said, I apologize. She's trying to show receipts, but that's... I don't feel that... I don't know. Yeah. Since this whole thing, she's rather been... She says now that she doesn't watch the talk, and she doesn't care. If it doesn't have her in it, she doesn't care. And I don't know.
It's not like she came out and she said, you know, I'm going to speak with these leaders. I'm going to speak with these groups. Hopefully they can educate. Do you know what I mean? More
like Morgan Wallen has taken what happened with him using that word and really made a big deal about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I
really
compare
got out of my way.
Two things, though. I feel
but that's the allegations against her.
Right.
Well, they kind of are. And if you look back in some of her history, kind of has been said and things she said about Julie Chen and things she said about whatever, just to make you a better person. Or
we all need
to understand things you don't understand because she screamed, help me understand, help me understand. And then, so anyway, I'll be interested to see what happens. I guess we will talk about that on Monday. Mm. And I don't know about you guys, but I get some of my best ideas while at the mall grabbing a slice of Regina's. And that's what happened with Keith Urban. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show and talked about how he ended up on two songs from Taylor Swift's Fearless Taylor's version. Here's what he had to say.
I was doing some Christmas shopping at the shopping mall in December, because everybody does their shopping right before Christmas. Every guy does. So I'm at the shopping mall and doing my Christmas shopping, and I get a text from Taylor saying, I've got these couple of songs I'd like you to sing on. Do you want to hear them? And I said, sure. So she sends me the songs. I'm sitting in the food court at the shopping center with listening to these two unreleased Taylor Swift songs.
And that is how it happened. That's how I wound it up duetting with her, and that's when and when we were we were happy.
And he lives probably in Brentwood, right outside of Nashville. So he's sitting like in a mall eating Sbarro's pizza. Wasn't that the one that they had at the mall at the malls for a long time?
Yep, yeah. Sbarro's is the pizza place. Master Wok was always like the Asian food court
Panda
option.
Express, B.
Sure, sure. So he's just sitting there eating Sbarro's pizza.
I love that so
in the
much.
Mall.
I think it's great.
Taylor
he's just
that.
Like us. He's just like us.
Plus, his daughters are big fans of Taylor, so they thought he was really cool that he got a text message from Taylor Swift. So
I miss food courts.
They're
open. I want to walk by and get 19 free samples.
Same. They're Mango open. Chicken.
Yeah, the one over here is open. Got a royal update for you, Carson. Prince Philip's funeral will be held tomorrow at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Prince William and Prince Harry will be part of the procession, but they will not walk together. They'll be separated by a cousin, Peter, who is the son of Princess Anne, and Prince Charles's, who is Prince Charles's sister. There are actually two processions, and William and Harry won't be walking together in the second one either. However, Buckingham Palace is saying, stop reading into it. This isn't a thing. This is just a practical change. It's not sending a signal. This is just the way it would be anyway. This is a funeral, and we're not going to be drawn into perceptions of drama. Also, there was a lot of discussion as to what they were going to wear. Do you get to wear a uniform? Do you not get to wear a uniform? So the Queen basically said, nobody wears a uniform. I don't care if you're in the army or not. No uniforms for anybody. I'll just make it easier. So everyone will be in morning dress, which is dark suits, dark colors. They can hold, I think, their military medals maybe on the outside, but that's it. So...
I can't believe that there's this much discussion about walking in a line.
Well, you know, there's a lot of discussion. Will the two boys talk to each other? Have they talked to each other? Do they hate each other? You know?
Why not just let them walk next to each other instead of not letting them walk next to each other, which creates all the chatter?
Well, it would be chatter no matter what.
Right. No, I mean,
everyone's going to look at their body language. Everyone's going to whatever. And I think that I don't know if it's like some kind of... The rank or whatever, right. I have no idea. But
I have an honest question.
I'll do my best.
I'm not trying to be snarky. Why does America care so much about a British figurehead family?
I don't understand.
I just
so
don't,
obsessed.
I just don't get it.
I'm sorry, you don't.
You
understand.
Don't.
I don't. I'm not even trying to be a jerk. I'm curious.
Well, it goes back to the origins of the history of our planet, Dan, and the way these
not our planet, but our country.
We're not run by them. Why does everybody care?
Well,
it's been a long time.
They're our big brother. It's where we came from. It's a part of our history.
I think maybe that there's a lot of fascination, maybe more so with my generation than with yours, because haven't been raised by believing in fairy princesses and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's that. I think Princess Diana for
your generation doesn't believe in fairy princesses, Annie?
I don't know. I guess so.
Okay.
I just don't care about the royals. I think it is just insignificant.
Right. Well, you care about the Kardashians. It's the same thing. I mean, you know, they're
Beyonce is my
royal.
They're
just famous rich people, and we're interested in their lives. Right?
I don't know. I'm interested.
Yeah,
and since
I'd
I'm
love
interested,
it.
We're going to talk about it.
Yes.
That's fair.
It's your segment,
that
really.
Is fair.
Carson and I love it. We're going to keep talking about it. That's all right.
Dan, I don't know if you know this now. We actually have a royal music bed, too.
All right, guys, coming up at 8.
That's how much we love it.
Coming up at 8:30.
Gonna go in the break room and throw some tea in the toilet.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. What a week on the show, Kennedy.
It was indeed.
What a week on the show. You fell.
I did.
And you can't get up. Producer Dan and an eggplant emoji.
Genuine. There was a Zoom call.
Showed up on a Zoom call.
Bouch, go wow, wow.
And then turns out my son is a better negotiator than most attorneys. It is the weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan talking about everything that happened on the show.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burr, 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 burr. Shikaka. What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. the Vanilla Gorilla, a.k.a. Lil Gravy Boat,
a.k.a.
Palm Fritz, because I think it sounds hard.
Okay.
Yep.
What? Bop, bop.
Yep. DJ dropped that rap. I get to make my own nicknames up. Kennedy, keep your head up. See what happened is she's falling and she can't get up. You really caused a commotion. She was showering, water flowing like the ocean. Suddenly she's slipping, it's the Matrix slow motion. Ass over tea kettle, whoop, well here's hoping. Nothing's broken on your freestyle bathtub ride. Luckily nothing was hurt but her pride. But she started to think, I'm all alone. And Elvis lacks opposable thumbs to work the phone. Next time I fall, I could get twice as hurt. Guys, I really think it's time I bought Life Alert. Now I understand your vibes, but Kennedy, come on girl, what are you, like 95? Life Alert, hell, why stop there? We'll even get the chair that carries you up the stairs. Even better, here's something we could employ. We could wrap you up just like Gyllenhaal and Bubble Boy. You could watch Murder, She Wrote, then go to bed. Or just put some anti-slip strips down instead. Next up, he's not looking for a favor. Barrett just wants to get paid for all his labor. So they had a family meeting, talk it out. Lana brought years of receipts and files out. Dang, mama, you ain't playing. You're a hard bank. Didn't realize the kid just went on Shark Tank. But Barrett didn't budge just a little. Started at 20 and was like, meet me in the middle. The negotiating tactics, he was on that. I might have him help me with my next contract. But there's conditions on the money, it would seem. You could squeeze a dang nickel till it screamed. We're not just giving you the money, that's for sure, right? You can't spend it all on candy and on Fortnite. Man, he's 10, come on, you gonna start again? What, can he only buy a briefcase and cardigans? But before I stand too tall, I might have ruined my girlfriend's corporate Zoom call. I like to keep the spark alive, cause hysteria. So I started Magic Mike'ing in her area. See, arousal was my mission. I started stripping, pelvic thrusting in the kitchen. Any more passion would have killed her. It was a lot for next to the Brita filter. So I'm twerking on this chair in dead silence. Didn't know it was a $1 million client. She looks at me and starts laughing hysterically. Not the reaction I wanted, here comes therapy. You could hear the record stop playing. Whole car was like, Brittany, what were you saying? It's okay, I mean it's still not that bad. Also on the call was her boss and her dad. Wow, okay, this took a turn on me. I might have to move away, maybe Germany. Her pops texted her like, Brit, why you tripping? She answered him, Dan's stripping in the kitchen. That's too much honesty, should have stopped her. Well, Thanksgiving just might be awkward.
Next to the Brita filter, Dan. Some clothes on, bro.
Nah, that's how Palm Frisk gets down.
Producer Dan and the weekly wrap-up every Friday at about this time. And if you ever miss it, we do put it up in our podcast. Just go to mix1041.com. Also on the Odyssey app.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.